Hey everybody, welcome to Poetry Pod, and in this, our 11th podcast, we're going to look at the poem Lament for Christy Ring, written by Billy Ramsell. The first heading on your worksheet is Subject Matter. So Lament for Christy Ring is another one of those longer poems on your course. To write a concise summary of what this poem is about, try to include one key point for each of the three main sections in the poem, the opening, the middle and the end. For example, in the opening stanzas of the poem, what image of Ring as a player is presented by the poet? What picture or impression do you get of Ring as a player in this opening section? In the middle section of the poem, what did you learn about Ring's premature and tragic death? And in the final section of the poem, what does the poet tell us about Ring's imagined second burial? What type of tomb was he buried in? What type of people is he laid to rest with? We move on now to the theme. There are several themes in the poem, such as the love and power of sport, the making of legends, the theme of memory. Another theme you might consider is the power of poetry, in that this poem will keep the memory of Ring alive for future generations. Other students like to explore the theme of mortality and how the passing of time affects everyone, whether they are an ordinary man or woman, a chieftain or a legendary sporting hero such as Ring. It is interesting how the poem, like the slithered balance on the hurley, balances the theme of Ring's enviable skills with the theme of the passing of time, and how death, and indeed nature itself, is the great leveller, indifferent to titles or status or fame. What in your view then is the main idea captured in the poem? The next heading is quote 3. So, select any three individual words, phrases or images in the poem that you liked in Lament for Christy Ring. When you select a phrase, think about why you are choosing it. Did you like the way it was written? Was it creative, vivid or thought-provoking? Or maybe an image or phrase connected with you emotionally, in making you sad or happy or hopeful and so on. When you select your three quotes, briefly explain why you chose each. If you wish, you could select one image from each of the three sections in the poem, which deals with Ring's playing days, his death and his burial. Heading 4 on your worksheet is imagery. There really is an abundance of images in this poem. Ramsell captures so much about Christy Ring. His images show him confounding his opponents, mesmerising the crowds with his skillful play and dogged pursuit of victory on the pitch. The opening word, Aboriginal, is a striking image of Ring that suggests he has been born into hurling, while also suggesting his ability to be fierce, flexible, agile and inventive as a player on the field. Ramsell uses images of animals such as a bull in line 6 and an eel in line 10 to suggest the powerful, determined charge of Ring towards goal on the one hand, but also his finesse and sublime skill as he easily manoeuvres and slips away from his opponents. Other images reveal the sadness of his passing in 1979, surrounded by a few locals in Cork City and overlooked by clouds and gulls along the quays. There are also very painterly images of Ring's imagined burial in the ancient tomb. For example, look at the image of his final resting place, described by the poet as a bier of amethyst that's been carved, that's been perfumed with palm and with cinnamon. There are several other powerful images. Look through the poem once again and select any three that appeal to you or that you like. The fifth heading in your worksheet is language, and it is very clear in this poem that Ramsell displays his skills as a poet as he writes about the prowess of the hurler Christy Ring. His language captures the fast pace, the twists and turns, the charges, the poise and grace, the sublime skills of the legendary hurler through the use of descriptive language which bring Ring to life. Some of the descriptions portray Ring as a solid mass of menace, threatening to charge straight on goal for another score, Other images, by contrast, suggest how elusive he could be as he poured himself through the slightest of gaps between defenders, almost as if he was a cartoon character able to change form. You could also look at the language used to describe Ring's death. Notice how restrained the poet is. He doesn't become overly emotional, but maintains a factual and respectful perspective. It's as if the poet is inviting the reader to process the scene for themselves, to feel the sadness or sense of loss of a man who has just come alive in our imaginations. Language linked with the weather is also used in this poem. For example, the clouds clouded over when Ring passed away. Contrast that with the fields outside Edgeworthstown that soaked up the buttery sunlight of late morning. Overall, you could describe the language as being very descriptive and striking, and indeed very memorable. If you wish, you could look back over the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook and read about the power of language in the poem before you complete this section of your worksheet. The next section in your worksheet is form. The poem is written as a lament, which is a poem that reflects on personal loss or grief at the death of a loved one. It is also a poem that is written to memorialise a person. You can read some other features of a lament in the Technique Keynotes Revision card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. This particular lament has a clear narrative structure, bringing the reader straight into the action when we see Ring powering through the opposition's defences to shoot at goal. Then we are informed about how he died subtly, and finally we travel with Ring on an imagined final journey to an ancient burial chamber in the Midlands. The next heading is sound. When considering sound, you usually think about features such as end rhyme, alliteration, assonance, onomatopoeia, and so on. Look at lines 7 and 8, for example. Do you notice the broad B sound, where the poet describes the improbable balance of ball on broad boss? This is an example of alliteration, and that broad, robust sound suggests the physical charge of Ring through the defence as he balances the slitter on the broad end of his hurley. You might also hear the use of assonance in describing Ring's body being shouldered into a mossed-over dome to the burial room. That O sound is a kind of sad, melancholic sound which creates a solemn atmosphere in the poem at this point. Find one or two examples that you liked and quote an example in your worksheet. We move on now to tone and mood. You probably get a sense that the poet admires Ring and imagines it would be appropriate for him to be buried in an ancient tomb with other notable persons and leaders such as chieftains. The tone of admiration can be seen in Ramsell's detailed descriptions of Ring's exquisite hurling skills. There is also a tone of sadness that, in a world that is subject to time, we inevitably have to say goodbye to such heroes and lament their death. When you read the poem, did you share in the poet's sense of wonder in the incredible skills of Ring, or were you saddened by his sudden and untimely death? What about the closing image in the poem? What did you think or feel when you read about the fields of Longford bathing in sunlight, indifferent to the heroes and their conquests or fame? Did it remind you that the cycle of nature reduces all of man's endeavours, be they in battlefield or on sporting field, to a society of bone? How does this idea make you feel? The final heading is personal response. Do you think you need to play or follow hurling to appreciate this poem? Did you like the poem? What features of the poem stand out for you? Do you think Ramsell created a vivid picture of Ring? And did he convince you that he was a legendary hurler? Do you think you would have liked to watch Ring playing on the field or even meet him in person? Would he be an interesting person to talk to? Think about some of these prompts before writing your personal response into your worksheet.